was so terribly cold. It snowed and snowed, and it was almost dark. It was also the last evening of the year, New Year's Eve. In the cold and darkness, a poor little girl with bare head and naked feet went along the streets. When she left home, it is true, she had had slippers on. But what was the use of that? They were very large slippers. Her mother had worn them till then. They were so big. And the little girl lost them as she hurried across the street to get out of the way of two carts driving furiously along. One slipper was not to be found again, and a boy had caught up the other and run away with it. He said he could use it for a cradle when he had children of his own. So the little girl had to go walking about in her little bare feet, which were red and blue with cold. She carried a lot of matches in an old apron and a box of them in her hand. No one had bought any from her the whole day. No one had given her a halfpenny. Hungry and shivering, she went along, poor little thing, a picture of misery. The snowflakes fell on her long yellow hair that curled so prettily on her neck, but she did not think of that now. Lights were shining in all the windows, and there was a tempting smell of roast goose. For it was New Year's Eve. Yes, she was thinking of that. In a corner formed by two houses, one of which projected a little beyond the other, she sat down and huddled herself together. She had tucked her little feet under her, but she felt colder and colder. She dared not go home, for she had not sold any matches nor earned a single halfpenny. Her father would beat her, and it was cold at home, too. They had only the roof above them, through which the wind whistled, although the largest cracks had been stopped up with straw and rags. Her little hands were almost dead with cold. Ah, one little match might do her good. If she dared take only one out of the box, strike it on the wall, and warm her fingers, she took one out. Oh, how it sputtered and burned! It was a warm, bright flame like a little candle when she held her hands over it. It was a wonderful little light, and it really seemed to the child as though she was sitting in front of a great iron stove with polished brass feet and brass ornaments. How the fire burned up, and how it warmed! But what was that? The little girl was already stretching out her feet to warm these two when out went the little flame. The stove vanished, and she had only the remains of the burned match in her hand. She struck a second one on the wall. It burned and gave a light. And where this fell upon the wall, it became transparent, like a veil. She could see right into the room. A white tablecloth was spread upon the table, which was decked with shining china dishes, and there was a lovely smell of roast goose stuffed with apples and prunes. And what pleased the poor little girl more than all was that the goose hopped down from the dish and came waddling across the floor straight towards her. Just at that moment, out went the match, and only the thick, cold wall was to be seen. So she lighted another match, and there she was, sitting under the beautiful Christmas tree. It was much larger and more decorated than the one she had seen through the glass doors at the rich merchant's. The green boughs were lit up with thousands of candles and gaily painted figures like those in the shop windows. The little girl stretched her hands out towards them and out went the match. She could hardly wait till she lit another match, and she did. The Christmas candles rose higher and higher till they were the only stars in the sky. One of them fell, leaving a long, fiery trail behind it.
"Now someone is going to heaven,"
said the little girl, for her old grandmother, the only person who had ever been good to her and who had now passed on, had said that when a star falls, a soul goes up to heaven. She struck another match on the wall. It was alight at once, and in its glow stood her old grandmother, so dazzling and bright, and so kind and loving.
"Grandmother,"
cried the little girl.
Oh, take me with you. I know that you will go away when the match is burned out. You will vanish like the warm stove, like the beautiful roast goose and the big splendid Christmas tree.
And she quickly lighted the whole box of matches, for she did not wish to let her grandmother go. The matches burned with such a blaze that it was lighter than day, and the old grandmother had never appeared so beautiful or so tall before. Taking the little girl in her arms, she flew up with her in brightness and joy, high, so high, and there was no cold, nor hunger, nor sorrow, for they were in heaven. But in the corner by the houses, in the cold dawn, the little girl was still sitting with red cheeks and a smile upon her lips. The New Year's sun shone upon her brightly as the child sat stiffly holding her matches, of which a box had been burned. She must have tried to warm herself, someone said. No one knew what beautiful things she had seen, nor into what glory she had entered with her grandmother on the joyous New Year.